From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea's leadership says it does want to hold a summit with U.S. President Donald Trump at any time, any format, after the president announced the June 12th Singapore summit is canceled. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Trump made it clear it's up to Kim Jong-un whether or not to try again to schedule talks on nuclear disarmament. On Capitol Hill, Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner says it's certainly in North Korea's best interest.
If Kim Jong-un wants peace and prosperity for the people of North Korea, he will find a way back to the negotiating table. If he doesn't, then his isolation and his economic devastation will continue.
President Trump denounced an angry tone from Kim, but a senior U.S. official says North Korea reneged on a promise to allow international inspectors to monitor the destruction of a nuclear test site. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Moscow continues to deny any involvement in the downing of the Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine 4 years ago. This resulted in the deaths of 83 passengers and 15 crew members. Instead, Russia has suggested the Ukrainian military shot down that plane. Despite the Australian Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, wants the international community to hold Russia responsible.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
It is the first time the Joint Investigation Team, or JIT, which is made up of prosecutors from the Netherlands, Ukraine, Malaysia, and Australia, has suggested any type of Russian involvement, which it has denied. This is VOA News. Canadian police say